I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, Rob Casper is joined by Anna Kruger from St. John in Midland, Ayla Kennedy at Camp Concordia, and Lexi Brown from St. Paul, Ann Arbor. Rob is, of course, the Director of Leadership Development in the district. He leads the discussion as we continue to explore how these spiritual influencers in the Michigan District raise awareness for full-time church work.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me in this podcast, this conversation. Thank you also for being a part of the Young Leaders Task Force by invitation. It came highly recommended, each one of you, and I'm so thankful. Let's go around the group and just to introduce yourself and where you're serving right now.
Yeah. Hey, Pastor Casper. Good to be here. My name is Anna. I'm the Director of Family Life Ministry at St. John's Lutheran here in Midland, Michigan.
Midland, Michigan. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lexi, where are you at?
I am Lexi, and I'm the Director of Family Ministry at St. Paul in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay. And Ayla?
Yeah, my name is Ayla Schmidt, and I'm serving as the Program Director at Camp Concordia over here in Gowan, Michigan, a bit north of Grand Rapids.
Wonderful, wonderful. Anna, very quickly, where did you prepare to be in full-time church work as a Family Life Director?
Yeah, I studied at Concordia Ann Arbor. My major was Family Life Ministry, and I have a minor in Youth Ministry.
All right. And Lexi, how about you?
Very similar to Anna. So I also went through the Family Life program at Concordia Ann Arbor, but my minor was Children's Ministry.
And then Ayla, how about yourself?
Yeah, just to be the wild card in the bunch, I went to Purdue University and studied ecology with a minor in biology. So my preparation for my ministry work was actually at my summer camp growing up, even when I did not know that.
Okay, so almost unaware God was preparing you to do what you're doing. And then through your education, you kind of focused in on child psychology?
Psychology, yep.
Generally. Just okay, oh, great. One of the things that we're doing in our conversations is just inviting each of us to share a little bit of our story about how it is that God invited us and led us into preparation for ministry and the ministry that we're in now. Who did God use? How did he use them? Or what events? And we all have our own stories. And as we speak to our fellow spiritual influencers who also influence students, and we want to encourage them to consider full-time church work in preparation for that. Lexi, how about yourself? How did God work in your life? Just very briefly, how did he work in your life to bring you to a place where you said, you know, I'm gonna prepare for full-time church work?
Sure. Yeah. So I grew up in Northeast Ohio, and I was part of a wonderful church and school community there. And I just remember when I was in high school, our pastor and really his whole family, they gave me a lot of opportunities to be a leader in children's ministry. So I was teaching Sunday school, I was working in the nursery, I was a crew leader at VBS, and I realized, oh, I really love doing all these things, and I can actually study that in college. So that's a big part, I think, of why I'm where I am today, and now actually getting to help high schoolers have those same opportunities at my church now.
Great. Lexi, share with me, were your parents in full-time church work also, or?
Yeah, so my mom is a Lutheran school teacher. So yes, okay. I have a parent that's also a full-time church worker. Mm-hmm.
Ayla, how about you? You're the wild card, you said. What's your story?
Yeah, I'd say the spiritual influencers that really brought me to pursue this role in camp ministry. I mean, think of how often we hear people say, well, I had this plan, but, you know, God called me to something else. And through hearing those stories and working with my mentors at the camp I grew up at, I was just really encouraged and almost empowered to kind of seek out a story similar to that and understand that God was calling me to something else here at camp.
What are some of the things that they said in your life or spoke into your life? How were they affirming, or how was that directive as you look back?
As you go through and you get to have those powerful experiences that impact you, mine were, you know, my youth group in high school that leader who had a camp background, but found a way to become a youth leader that really showed us what it was like to work in ministry. And then seeing those mentors at camp that would say, hey, thanks for doing this. You shone in that moment. Have you thought about working in this full time or sticking around a bit longer? Just starting that thought process.
Great, great. And Anna, how about how did the Lord work in your life to bring you into where you're at now?
Yeah, I grew up down at Grace Lutheran in Monroe, Michigan. And I was just always at church. My mom was the organist. My dad was the head usher. And it was just a priority to be at church every week. And through just that consistency, I made great relationships through Sunday school, confirmation, and especially in youth group in high school. I went to a really large public high school. And so my youth group felt like an anchor for belonging, being known, and just of hope too, you know, just being encouraged by the word of God. And I distinctly remember it was junior year of high school, when people are asking you those big questions of what are you going to do with the rest of your life? I was thinking about some different opportunities, different options, but nothing was really sticking. And it just dawned on me one day, I'm like, this is probably something I should pray about, you know, like what I'm doing with the rest of my life, probably should ask the Lord, you know, what he thinks about this. So I prayed, I went to youth group that evening. And I remember looking at my DCE and thinking, this is a job, you know, like it just kind of clicked for the first time, like, this is an option. This is a career. She gets paid to be here and do this. And I love being part of this so much. Maybe I could do that for, you know, future generations, future groups of kids. And it just really seemed like the Lord opened every door from there, talked to that DCE about it. And she was extremely encouraging and gave me some resources and some different programs to look into between like DCE versus family life. And I ended up choosing Ann Arbor and the family life route. And it's been wonderful since. I've been very thankful and answered prayer for sure.
Great. Great. If you were to speak to other influencers, spiritual influencers of students, it could be parents, it could be other church workers, it could be volunteer youth workers, Sunday school teachers, camp directors, whatever it is, what would you say to them? You know, how do you engage in the conversation to even, what do you look for?
I think one of the biggest things, I just always pray that the Lord would open my eyes to the gifts he's given the students that I'm serving, you know, just to be aware of those, see those, and then call them out. And as Lexi and Ayla were both sharing too, provide opportunities then for kids to use those gifts, you know, whether it's helping with Vacation Bible School or whatever that looks like. But just mostly the focus on prayer and just for the Lord to make me aware of those things so that I can speak into it and kind of be his tool in if he's calling them, you know, into something full-time ministry.
So what part of intentionality is that, Lexi, as you think, as you reflect on what Anna said, how much intentionality does that take on your part to challenge students or parents to think about that?
Yeah, I think it definitely requires a lot of intentionality. And as Anna said, recognizing those gifts, letting them know, hey, you're really good at this. Have you ever thought about this as a career, and just not pressuring them too, because I think sometimes we can pressure people to feel like they have to do that. So just like, this is one option, you'd be really good at it, and just kind of leaving it there and letting God do the rest.
And as a career, by that you mean a call through the church, you know, kind of that official preparation through our church's schools like Concordia University Ann Arbor. And then there's also the wild cards, right? Right, Ayla, that God calls, you know, and in a way that, wow, I'm going to serve in this way, and I don't have that theological quote degree, but you know, God is using me; He's equipped me. What's that like? How do you speak to people that are, you know, parents and others that camp directors and others like yourself?
I mean, we see that God equips those that He calls to work in His ministry, and that's been my story. It's similar for others, that they might not have gone through the training that they knew from, you know, the moment they were born, they would be a Lutheran school teacher. Some families, that might be their story, but I think it's comforting to see for those who have not gone through training that they still have that option to be able to serve in those roles as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking at Anna and Lexi, I'm thinking, and I think about myself, I may have, quote, that training that you mentioned, but I don't think you want me being a camp director. That would be crazy. That's a lot of detail. That just wear me to the nubs, so God bless you. But I think we do need to recognize that God calls us in different ways and to different places. And he, as you said, you know, not only are we gifted, sometimes without knowing it, but also when he calls us, he also equips us for what he calls us to. And sometimes that's through a specific kind of education or training, but he always equips those he calls. And we're thankful for that. You know, Ayla, I'm sure you have opportunity to interface with a lot of students year by year, week by week, you know, gathering by gathering. What would you say to your coworkers in the parish, like Anna and Lexi?
Yeah, I mean, when we see our campers over the summer, you know, these are your students, your kids. But to us, there are campers that we see for 1 week. And we get to know them. Our staff get to really invest in them and their faith life. For a lot of campers, this is a vulnerable time. It can be a mountaintop in their faith life. But then we just have to turn them back at the end of the week, and we kind of give them back to the church workers, knowing that now there's a time for maintenance and just understanding. They might have grown at camp, but they need help thriving in that as well.
What, as you reflect on that, Anna or Lexi, either one of you, what comes to your mind as you hear Ayla speak into your life and her role at camp and how it reflects back to you?
I think, yeah, I just think it's such a blessing to expose students to as much as possible. And I think camp is such a wonderful piece of that. I love the gatherings for that reason, too. Different retreats just so that my students can meet other DCEs or directors of family life or pastors and get to know them and learn from them and connect with them. You know, you never know how the Lord is going to work through those different relationships. And I think it's super important to just give them a wide range of experience and exposure to different roles, to see them in action. And for the chance to just be part of something beyond just youth group. It's just such a wonderful partnership with those types of events and camp experiences.
Lexi, anything to add?
Sure. I just think it's so cool to be part of really this big team to help raise each generation up in the faith, and to have people like Ayla, people like Anna, and different gatherings and a network of people that we're all, and teaming up with parents as well, that we're all part of this big team that we work together to influence these young people and help them grow in faith.
Okay. What are some of the biggest challenges that you've faced in working with students or working with parents of students, working with, maybe it's like, well, yeah, you only work with them for a couple hours. I got to live with these people. You know, I mean, Ayla, do you have some of that comes to you once in a while when you have, family members that reflect back or leaders that reflect back and say, yeah, you've only had them for a week, you know, so it's not really a fair judge.
Yeah, we absolutely see that. You know, if you think about youth groups that come out even, and we get to meet their students in a little bit of a different perspective, even while the youth leader is still here with them. And sometimes they just need an extra person in that situation, kind of hear them out for the first time. The stories that this camper really needs to tell, they're fresh to someone new, and that's just affirming to them. But we certainly see that. We see that with youth workers that might get comfortable with certain kids. And I think that just comes back to praying over your groups, whether that's our campers that we have for a week, or maybe they're your youth group that you've seen all year, just praying over them that God would reveal, again, those opportunities to show them where they shine.
Great. Yes, go ahead, Anna.
Yeah. And just to piggyback off of that, I think just what a blessing it is to be in community, you know, that parents aren't in it alone. We can partner with them. Parents partner with us, you know, of course, in the ministry, and those roles are different in the students' lives. But just to know we're in it together, and a student might have a different conversation with me than they're comfortable having with mom and dad. But to know that we're all on the same page and we're in a team and building up these students and encouraging them to be lifelong followers of Jesus, it's a blessing to work together, and every role in that is important.
Right. Yeah, that it's a safe place. Community is essential to, I mean, we're baptized into the body of Christ. We're not baptized, you know, and you know, we all stand by ourselves. I mean, but we're baptized into community. We're baptized into the family of God. And how can we have those experiences of community, even outside our immediate family, and maybe especially outside of our immediate family, to be affirmed in our faith, and to be encouraged in that walk to serve Christ. Any last words as we think about how do we encourage our fellow workers, our fellow spiritual influencers, whatever role they have as teachers, as pastors, as parents, as camp directors, as youth workers, volunteers, what would you say to any final comments?
Just to, you know, go back to Anna talking about the team that we have here, and Lexi brought that up, that we're a team. It can feel so daunting to feel the pressure of raising up this next generation of church workers and filling these ministry roles. But what it comes down to is just prayer and leaning into that team of support that we've created here, and knowing that, like Lexi said, you know, God can do the rest, that it's ultimately not up to us, that we just get the privilege of being instruments in that work.
Amen. Well, thank you for the visit today. We appreciate it very much. And may God richly bless you and your continued ministry and our shared ministry together. I often say I'm thankful for all the partners that we have in ministry, like yourselves, and I'll look at students as I was a pastor for many years and got to raise students in confirmation class, and I interviewed each one and took special time to visit with them, and some of them are just crazy enough to be great church workers, and I say that with great affection for all the church workers. You have to just want to be engaged in whatever God adventure he sends you into. So may the Lord bless you and keep you safe. All right.